This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. People fleeing Russia's attacks on Ukraine continued crossing the border to neighboring Romania and Poland today. At a train station in Poland, hundreds of passengers disembarked from a train arriving from Lviv in western Ukraine. They're some of the 213,000 who have fled Ukraine for Poland since Russia invaded the country on Thursday. Ukrainians in New York City gathered at Ukrainian Catholic Church of St. Vladimir to pray for their country. Many at the prayer service said they were surprised by the Russian invasion. Maria Kurlyak said that she was shocked at first, but said her shock has turned into anger.
I'm trying to be in touch with my family, with my friends back in Ukraine. And I see what's going on, like after first shock, people got angry. They got really, really angry. They organized their own, like, defense back on the spots, you know, like learning how to do a cocktail Molotov, you know, like people, everybody, you know, trying to protect our country.
Meanwhile, President Vladimir Putin dramatically escalated east-west tensions by ordering Russian nuclear forces put on high alert on Sunday, while Ukraine's embattled leader agreed to talks with Moscow. Ukraine demanded an immediate ceasefire and the withdrawal of Russian forces as its delegation arrived in Belarus for the talks. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky urged that the European Union grant his country immediate membership in the bloc. Negotiations between Ukraine and Russia began at the Ukraine-Belarus border.